You're listening to The Working Mums Show, episode 11, Mum's Guide to Happy Careers, Embracing Your True Self with Agnieszka Stadler. Welcome to The Working Mums Show. I'm your host, Christelle Donaldson, mum of two and busy professional. In this show, we explore different ways to find balance and thrive as a working mum in Switzerland. We'll share practical advice and inspiration to help you prioritize your health, family and career. From self-care and mindfulness to career development or financial planning, we'll cover a range of topics to help you feel your best and achieve your goals. So join us as we dive into the challenges and joys of being a working mum and discover how to create a life that's balanced and fulfilled. In today's episode, I'm talking to Agnieszka, a former engineer turned certified transformation and wellness coach and the founder of the Clarity Catalyst program. Her story is really inspiring, a true story of courage, of self-discovery, and her pursuit of authenticity. Agnieszka used to manage projects around the world, but she felt something was missing. And when she became a mom, everything changed, and she felt brave enough to leave her secure job and follow her dreams. In this episode, Agnieszka tells us more about her story. She explains how important it is to choose a job that matches her personal values. She shares stories of how people found excitement and meaning in their work by reconnecting with their values or childhood passions. We also talk about how being true to ourselves and putting ourselves first can make a big difference in our jobs and in how happy we feel. And we explore how this applies, especially for mums trying to balance their families and work lives. It's full of concrete examples, tips, real stories, so I hope you give it a listen. Hello, Agnieszka, and welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's Friday, so even for entrepreneurs, Friday is a happy day. Thank you. How are you, Christelle?
I'm good, thank you. And I'm very happy to have you on board because you have a very nice story to tell, I think, and I'm sure very useful insights to share with the mums listening to the podcast here. So, Agnieszka, for people who don't know you, can you present yourself, just highly what you're doing today? And then I'd like to talk about the transition into your career.
Yes, of course. So my name is Agnieszka Stadler, and I am a former engineer who turned transformation and wellness coach. And today I'm also a proud founder of Clarity Catalyst program. And yes, I was an engineer. You heard correctly. I was once, let's say, successful, but unfulfilled. And this is how I transitioned, let's say. So for over 8 years, I managed impactful projects and teams all over the world within engineering until my son was born. And that was for me like a final wake-up call. You know, becoming a mother really gave me the courage to take a risk and leave my secure job behind to pursue my passions, my dreams, and to finally step into becoming me. But also to adapt to my new life, my new reality, my new priorities, and to nourish my values better as a mom.
Mm-hmm. So what specifically, becoming a mom changed that, or what fueled that desire to change your career and to listen to yourself more? What was it specifically that made you realize that?
Mm-hmm. So becoming a mom gave me the courage to take my life into my hands. Becoming a mom gave me the motivation to become a role model for my son, of course, for myself as well, making myself proud, but for my son especially. Becoming a mother definitely didn't give me more time, but I always felt a longing for more in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt I was unfulfilled. And when I became a mother, this unexplained power just arrived to me. Like I believe all the mothers experience when they become mothers, when they give life to the little human.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly you are able to do things that were impossible, that seemed impossible to you. So that was me. And of course, before I became a mom, I thought, you know, I had all those limiting beliefs, like I have to fix my professional situation before I become a mom. Once I'm a mom, I will not have energy. I will not have time. I have to do it now. And I was like forcing it, trying to force it. And I was wrong. Well, I was wrong. Maybe it could have happened, but actually becoming a mom gave me this motivation. My baby became the biggest motivation. And this motivation was stronger than the limiting belief that I won't make it because of time or energy. So,
yeah. And did you have was there a specific moment or like an aha moment, maybe during your maternity leave or after, or at any stage after the birth of your son, where you had kind of this sudden flash of realization that this is what you needed to do? Or was it like a gradual transformation?
It was a gradual transformation. So as I mentioned before, I felt for a while, for several years, that engineering wasn't my calling, and also my personal skills, my empathy, my social skills were not used fully, and I felt there was something more to me, and I could be successful, and I could give even more to the world that I couldn't give while being an engineer. And it was happening slowly, slowly, slowly. Then I was pregnant, of course. Then I went for maternity leave, and I just couldn't imagine, you know, going back to work after 4 months, which is the case in Switzerland. So slowly, slowly, my ideas were growing in my head, and I was searching for solutions. And the course I was eyeing on for a long time appeared to take new participants. And I signed up, and I became a certified wellness coach.
Okay, so it kind of reminds me a little bit of my story when I was, like you were saying, eyeing this course. So, and then you need some kind of motivation to actually take the step. So that's the first step towards a new reality, right?
Exactly.
And then how did you transition from your career to becoming self-entrepreneur? Did you just jump or did you gradually?
Yes, I jumped all in. And I don't necessarily recommend to everybody. And I don't recommend entrepreneurship to everybody either, you know. I think you really have to talk to people and look into what it involves. And for me, so one of my values is freedom. Freedom, health, and love and empathy. Those are my core values, right? And I felt I wasn't able to nourish those values if working in a job 9 to 5 with my situation, you know, and I wasn't ready to leave my baby. So I decided to make my limiting belief true and just build up my business. And slowly, by step by step, and by finishing a course and then having my first trial clients, and today having my real clients and having my program and running workshops for companies, for people, for women. It's great. It's growing. So I'm happy with my decision.
So it's coming to reality. So the desire clearly was born from, like you mentioned, this desire to align with your values, with your core belief and who you really are. And then you feel like it's not really aligned between the wanting of having more freedom and explore some of these personal strengths and values that you have, like empathy and things like that. So can we talk about that for a minute? How to not put, you know, blinkers and or lie to yourself when you're a career, if you start sensing, because usually it's gradual, you start feeling that something is not right in your career, whether, like you say, whether you stay in corporate, go to entrepreneurship or not, but you know, in the current role that you are, many times it's time for a transition. But how do you first recognize the signs, and can we talk about that a little bit?
So I think this is what happens to most of my clients. They feel there is more to them. They search for their purpose, and what they say very often is like, I achieved everything in this job. Like, it's boring for me to do. It feels dull. I don't see anymore what else I could do there. And you mentioned very, very good point here, that in many, many cases, you don't need to change the job. You don't need to make this drastic, scary change and jump into entrepreneurship in order to find your purpose or in order to feel again motivated, etc. And what I always go through with all my clients first is values. And this is really a foundation to everything. Once you get them right, it's like your compass. And whatever decision you need to make at job or at home, or exactly like choose, okay, how do I manage between family and job? Should I take this opportunity? Should I not take this opportunity? You know the answer if you know your values. So this is so, so helpful. It seems so, so basic. And maybe nowadays we hear too much about, oh, what are your core values? What are your core values? But there is a reason why. It really makes miracles.
It's funny because you mentioned, you said you have the answer, you know the answer. This is something that used to annoy me so much whenever I would ask for opinion to someone, like, what do you think I should do? Oh, but you know what you want, you know, inside of you. I'm like, no. And I think it's because sometimes we're too scared to really look at the truth and really look inside. And so we go and look outside instead of really checking in.
Exactly, exactly. And sometimes it's maybe difficult to put the theory into practice, right? So let's take one example. Let's say one core value of a mother, recent mother and a working mom, is curiosity, right? And she's invited to take up a new role when she goes overseas for travel, business trips, maybe twice a month, right?
Yeah.
So if her like super strong values is curiosity, maybe, but again, we need to define what is behind curiosity for her. And I would like to come back to that later, but maybe for her, yes, that would be yes. You know, yes, I want to go overseas. I want to discover more. I want to know what's there. What else is there, right? And for another mother, let's say her values could be health. And she defines health as being able to sleep well, taking care of her body, and like, she cannot imagine sitting on a plane for hours and having a jet lag every several weeks or days. And then when she thinks of this value, the answer would be no, I don't take this opportunity because it doesn't support, not only support, it destroys my health value, if that's the definition of health for her.
Yeah.
But again, freedom or curiosity
totally.
For health, it may mean different things to different people.
Indeed, indeed. And I like that we're having this conversation because I absolutely don't want to say that, you know, if you're not happy to your job, you have to change completely your job or go to entrepreneurship. And this is not what it's about. And in fact, I'm hoping to interview a colleague of mine who stayed in the same role, same company, but just changed her thoughts and some things internally about what she was believing and how she could apply it to her job. And she seems so much more fulfilled now just through some personal inner changes. But that's a different story.
Yeah, she changed her mindset, she changed the attitude to her job. She could put the purpose in what she was doing.
Exactly, exactly. And realizing what she already had. But you talked as well about, you know, commitment to family and the changes that it involves when you become a mother, right? So you become a mother. Suddenly, you're not just a wife and a woman and a worker or any other hats that you have, but you also have, or you feel like you have all these responsibilities for a family. And at the same time, you might feel these new desires for changes to align more with who you are. What are practical steps that we can take to, you know, prioritize yourself while also looking after the family, you know, not forgetting yourself as a woman just because you are a man?
So I love this subject. It's a little bit like work-life balance, right? But for moms.
Yeah, very vague.
Yeah.
Wide, I mean.
Yeah. So I think very crucial is to understand why. First of all, why is it so important that you prioritize yourself, that you take good care of yourself as a mother? And once you understand that it is important, and I want to bring here one, let's say, story, or ask you a question. So, Krista, last time when you were taking a plane, you have already boarded on and the plane was about to take off, there was a flight attendant who was showing what to do in case of emergency. And what did he or she said about oxygen mask?
I always put it on first and then help your kids.
Exactly. So this is kind of metaphor, and for some people it may look drastic, right? When you have a small baby that is crying, and of course we're not gonna leave the baby crying for an hour, or we're not gonna leave it hungry because we want to make a massage, right?
Mm-hmm.
But try to plan in the activities and find resources around you that could support your well-being. Because if you are not breathing, like if you are not breathing on the plane, you can't help your child. And the metaphor of not breathing for mother could be depression, burnout, right? It happens a lot.
Yeah.
Anxiety. I don't wish anyone, but unfortunately, divorce, couple problems. So
yeah.
It is so important for your baby that you are well. And let me share with you also personal experience. My son had eczema not at the birth, and then I was talking with one specialist, and he made it very clear that my son has this kind of skin problems because of my level of stress. I went twice for the treatment. I went alone. He said, I don't want to see your son. The problem is you. And this is like such a huge proof that once I was okay, he was also okay, you know? So first of all, like now you ask me also for practical tips, right?
Yeah, can we just pause for a minute? How did you react to that at the moment? Because I've heard similar things before, and I know sometimes it can be very hard to take. Like, you know, some parents might not want to listen because that's not what you want to hear, right? No, mm-hmm. That's not me, the problem. My son has eczema, and you have to kind of really be wanting to look in the mirror and mm-hmm. pose there.
So I think the fact that I already was a coach at that time and like starting my business, maybe it helped me to be willing to look into myself. I was very curious,
mm-hmm.
you know, and also I think I was kind of desperate, and as a mother I would do anything to help him. And as soon as I met the person, I trusted that person, you know. I felt yes, let's explore that, you know, and let's explore. And I was never like counting, you know,
mm-hmm.
days. Oh, when does he, will he leave? Will he have no more skin rash? When? No. But slowly, slowly, you know, I was getting better. I listened to the advices. I did what I was supposed to do. It disappeared. So I would say I was curious about it, open-minded. And I think I also admitted, yes, I was extremely overwhelmed with my course, my starting business and baby. Definitely. So I wasn't the person saying, no, it's not me. For me, it was just incredible to see how huge impact my level of anxiety or stress can have on my child.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for sharing the story. Very insightful. Going back to practical steps to prioritizing yourself. And I think I didn't want to just talk about self-care because, I mean, there's a lot we can talk about there, but specifically when we want to talk about our career and what it means or what it might mean for the family, if you want to make some changes in your career and, you know, explore some new directions, it might need some help from the family, some maybe not sacrifice, but the word escapes me, but you see where I'm going.
Yes, definitely. So if you are a working mom, I think what holds many working moms from making a change is a belief they don't have time. And
mm-hmm.
so what I like to work on at the beginning is to make sure to create this time, you know, create this time. Actually, it's going to be painful, but go on your phone and look into statistics and see how much time you spend on social media. Is it 3 hours per day? Is it 2 hours per day? What do you get out of it? Does it make you feel healthy, stronger, better mom, better employee, calmer, in harmony? Did it answer to your questions about your career and your future? This is a very easy exercise, which is kind of cruel. And if we can be disciplined by ourselves and either set a lock on social media, you know, or just be honest with ourselves, that can make miracles. And another thing I can think of is, you know, let go perfectionism. Also at home.
Yeah.
Because you...
So what could that mean at home, to let go of perfection in the way that we look after the house, the laundry, the perfect meals and everything?
Whatever looks perfect to you, yes. So let's say I used to be that person that if I was invited for a dinner, I would bring flowers and make a cake, right? Because I was invited.
Yeah.
And now,
yeah,
I'm sorry, there will be no homemade cake. Maybe there will be cake that I bought in a shop, or there will be only flowers. I'm sorry, but this is how it is, you know? And it's okay. Sometimes it's okay also to, you know, delegate, ask your husband to make the laundry, to fold the laundry. And no, it's not going to be perfect. Maybe you will need to iron some of the things later on, but ask for help and let go that it's not perfect. Those are like, I guess, everyday examples I can give, I can think of.
If you sense that you have an itch, that something's not right, something is not exactly where you want to go, you might want to change, but you don't know where to start. So how do you practically, you know, how do you realign to your values and how do you get closer to something that feels better?
So again, first you go through values, right? Once you know your values and you kind of make a validation of whether your role or your job is supporting the values, then you know a little bit more. What I love to do also with my clients is to go back to before they were 7 years old, what they used to love doing. You know, because 7 years old is when the child is already at school, and maybe some, let's say, natural talents are already a little bit modified and directed into certain directions by going to certain classes after school or at school. So, and you know, every time when I do this exercise, very often people tell me, oh, but I don't know, I don't remember, nothing exceptional. And then we always, when we dig in, we find exceptional things. And we see that there were, let's say someone used to like always put everything in order, you know, or she used to love to do massage for her cousins. And it's not a joke, she really did. And now she's taking a course to become a professional.
That was me.
Really? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I used to always keep massage to my cousin, my dad, my godfather.
Yes. And this, again, it doesn't mean the fact that you used to love doing massage to your family or cousins or your dolls that you need to be a professional massage person.
Yeah.
But,
no, but it's a,
but what
an
else?
Interesting
like,
approach
what
because, yeah. Yeah, no, but it's an interesting
it's there,
approach
right?
Because we formatted after school, you know, we tell us to go and learn math and learn French and learn this and learn that and look for a job that fits into a box. But because of all of that, sometimes we forget what we really like doing and who we were. And so it's interesting in addition to everything else.
Yes, and question your parents if you can, or your aunts, your grandparents. If you are very lucky, you may have find video of yourself when you were small. Observe, what do you do on this video? Are you running around? Like I used to do, running around the chair in one 10 square meter room, or are you sitting reading book all day long, you know? That already gives also
indeed
some kind of peace.
And then do you usually recommend like I assume a gradual transformation of, you know, maybe how can you find a bit more peace or alignment or fulfillment, whichever word we want to choose, on a day-to-day basis, even without making a drastic change, just by making these tiny changes that take you closer to who you are?
Yes. So as we spoke, first of all, maybe you don't need to change a job. You just need to work on your mindset and the things will fall in place and you will feel aligned and fulfilled exactly where you are once you embraced all the talents and all the all your values, etc., in your current role. And you are also a coach, Crystal. So no, I don't advise anything. My clients know best what they Neat. And it is true, because some I may think one thing and my client, she says, I always wanted to be independent. I always wanted to be entrepreneur. And it's been 10 years. I'm working for someone. Now I'm done with that, you know. And of course, I give her exercise. There are exercises that show what is the probability that you can make this profession 100%. How fast you can get financial, like say, return. How fast you can live out of this profession if you start right now, right? What will be your resources? How can you be supported financially? Do you have savings? Do you have husband? Do you have other source of money? So it really, really depends. And I don't advise, I listen and I help them to make decisions that are best for themselves, for them and for their families.
No, indeed. Thanks for the reminder on coaching advice as opposed to consulting or advising. Because not everyone actually has explored that, which is true. But you know, it's interesting. I'll make a side note there, because I mean, I work in a multinational, and there is a lot of work being done with aligning to values within the company and then understanding people and where they fit in the team. And lately we've been using the Clifton Strengths Gallup assessment. I don't know if you are familiar with that, but it's where you look at your strengths and not just your weaknesses and how it helps. And through the years, I've always found it amazing how, of course, getting to know yourself better, but also getting to know the people around you, it does help. Because you see, for example, sometimes managers giving a project to someone and clearly doesn't fit this person because it's what they hate doing. We had a clear example once, and I'll give you the example, but my colleague was really into helping people. She's really a people person, and she wanted to help the apprentices in the company to grow and things. But our boss gave it to me, because he wanted me to go outside of my comfort zone, let's say. And he gave her the project of managing all the trainings in the company, which was like done through a big Excel file. And she's really not into Excel or documents and things. And just on the pretext of having us, you know, outside of our comfort zone. But then you could see there was no magic in either of our responsibilities. And the minute we swapped, it was all so much better. And there have been countless other examples. Yeah, of understanding, so you know, you can apply it in a company for a manager with their team, but also as a person, if you know, when you really try to know what makes you tick and where you're strong or not strong, and then you apply it to your day to day, whether in your job or in your other hats and tasks.
Exactly, and it boosts your confidence. And I'm so happy you have mentioned Gallup, and that reminded me also of, instead of, as you said, focusing on weaknesses, why don't we master two or three talents that we have and we become excellent? It become our strength, right? This is how we can reach our full potential, I think. Because each of us have unique talents.
Do you have examples of maybe journeys? Would you like to share an example of one of your clients that you've guided through, and you know what kind of transition they were able or realization they were able to make in their past?
Yes. So the one that comes to my mind is the person who loves massaging, you know, and she's a mom. And what is incredible is she is working in the kindergarten. So lots of noise, lots of other kids, etc. And she's a hyperactive person and really needs calm. She tells me, like, in order to get calm, as a child, I used to go and take a shower. I want to find this harmony, and I want to be in this calm place with music and candles, etc. And at the same time, she wants to support vulnerable people, which will be still kids. That's why she chose profession of working in the kindergarten. So it's not completely different, right? So she wants to continue working with kids and giving them massage, or with elderly people. She has this kind of empathy but also to the point that she can still do it. You know, she will not feel overwhelmed or upset. She will still be able to go to elderly house and give massages to people who were maybe not touched or cared of for a week. So this is her mission. And it was very beautiful. Last week, she sent me a message. I signed up for the formation, for the course. And I was like, wow, congratulations. And she said, I'm happy,
nice.
I'm relieved, and I'm stressed. So we are working on the stress part because obviously it is a big change. And in her case, she will go down to 60% at kindergarten and slowly, slowly build up her business. Like this. No, I just wanted to give you another example of another person who found herself in completely different reality. So she used to be a kite surfer instructor in Philippines, which obviously cannot really work that well in Geneva where she lives. So for 5 years, she was stuck. She felt useless. She was at home with her cats and cleaning and doing laundry and taking very little jobs and even not very well rewarded jobs, let's say. And then she came to me, and we worked exactly on her strengths, her talents, and she realized, okay, I can be that person still who is in sport. And I love a little bit movement a lot, of course, but a little bit like dancing. I used to make a show for my siblings when I was small. My grandma would be sitting, my mom would be sitting, and I would make a little show. So she liked kind of being in front of people, you know? And today she is a Pilates instructor. So there is sport, there is being in front of the public. And this is amazing. It's amazing that you can redefine yourself.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. So now I see the value of going back and looking at what you like to do when you were younger. And I have images coming into my mind of what I was doing.
Yeah.
Funny. And
if we have time, I would also love to share my experience. So I'm the lucky person who has videos of myself when I was small. And I was running around one chair. There was a little room, little flat, little room, chair in the middle. I was playing on CD, Celine Dion. I didn't speak French at all at that time, but we had Celine Dion and maybe five other CDs. And I was running, always dancing all my life, you know? And today, I haven't mentioned that at the beginning, but I incorporate dance and dance meditation into my coaching because movement is so powerful. Movement sometimes releases the blockages that conversation cannot. And it's also
like a part of art therapy, right?
Yes, exactly. So I'm back to that as well, you know, and my dad who told me, and he wanted the best for me, he said, you will never make money on dance. And now I'm like, well, let's see, you know?
Yeah. No, this is amazing. And the comment I was going to make a bit before is that I don't think we have to be black and white or 100%, you know, and just fall into one bucket and not the other. And, you know, sometimes we hear about having a portfolio life or being a slash worker and all these words that you can actually embrace multiple aspects of your personality and they all serve a different purpose. And maybe sometimes working part-time and having something on the side is a great way of doing it, whether it's financially rewarding or not, but allowing you to be yourself. And I think that's something that even personally, I found it because I've moved quite a bit in the last few years. And sometimes you feel like you have to put a label on yourself because, oh no, now I went to entrepreneurship. Oh no, now I go back to work. Doesn't mean I failed at doing this. And in fact, it's all okay. You
yes,
just
and this
live
is
with different aspects.
This combination. I'm not the only one person who is empathetic. I'm not the only one person who loves dancing. But this plus another two things makes me unique. And the same with you, right? It's the combination that makes us unique. And thank you for mentioning that. Yes, even if it's not going to become your job, but don't forget about your passion. Do it out of job. And this is another practical tip maybe that I didn't mention. If you think you will be liking massaging or giving dancing classes or giving yoga classes, try it out. Invite your friends and try it out. Do it for fun. If you enjoy, if you do it for fun, then maybe there is potential behind, you know?
Yes,
Test it
oh,
out
that's great.
before
And
you sign
you
up
know,
and you
it
pay
reminds
thousands
me. Yeah,
for a
no,
course.
exactly. Test it, test it. But you know, when you were saying earlier in the podcast about putting the oxygen mask and doing something for you and looking after yourself, I've had quite a few colleagues and friends who had a burnout. And one thing that really struck me was it was common to all of them is that, of course, they forgot to look after themselves to the point that often they wouldn't even know. Like if they had time and someone told them, go and enjoy the day for yourself, they didn't even know what to do with themselves anymore because they completely forgot themselves. So I think it's a very good first step, even if you don't make it a job at all, but just to reconnect to what makes what
In
lets
alive,
you happy
exactly.
and fulfilled and feel alive. Yes. Yeah. And this is what Anissa in the previous episode that I've just published defined as resilience, which completely surprised, it took me off guard when she mentioned that. But resilience is the ability to fill your batteries with things that you like and make you feel better. So definitely great things. As a finishing comment, would you have a final tip to share to all the working moms here looking for better fulfillment in their work?
So, if you consider being an entrepreneur, think twice. It's not for everyone. Talk to people. Make sure you have a financial resources and support during the tougher times. Make sure you know why you want the change, what's wrong, and maybe what's the driving force before the behind the will to change. And I think again, like try to create the time, right? Ask for help, delegate, create a network. We as expats, we need to create a network. And yes, it is tough in Switzerland, but it's possible. And there are many expats in exactly the same situation like you. And they will be so happy that you reach out to them and you support each other, right? And just try to maybe, and this is, I don't know if it's only for moms, but don't take life so seriously. Be happy, be positive, smile, play with your kids. They grow so fast. Just live the moment, breathe. Don't forget to breathe.
Thanks. I'll stop you there because then
It's
you
brief
wouldn't have
now.
stopped. No, but you're right. Thank you very much, Agnieszka. It was very nice meeting you and listening to you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Krista.